We had some opportunities and we didn't capitalize on. Need to make some plays when the time presents itself. Opportunities don't come every time you hit the field. So, we're very disappointed in the outcome. Thought that I'm proud of the guys on our football team, the character of them, and the heart with which they play on a weekly basis. So it's a tough pill to swallow because we had opportunities and we didn't capitalize on the opportunities that were there.
So this loss, I guess, it was a close game on the road in a hostile environment. A lot of people that don't know your team very well are going to be looking at the score and be surprised that you guys were this close. Is there any moral victories or are you disappointed?
No, there's no moral victories. You work too hard. Our kids work too hard 12 months a year. And the coaches and their families and the kids and their work ethic and all that. So, no, there are no moral victories. I mean, you go to win. And if you don't go to win, you might as well not play or coach or whatever.
You took a two-possession lead there in the second half, and obviously they got back into it. What were the little details you think that might have slipped a little bit to let them get?
Well, I don't know if it was details. I think they executed. I think we had an opportunity to execute, and a couple occasions, and we miss a tackle on one third down play back in the backfield, and you got to make those plays. I mean, that's part of playing the game and part of executing. The kids played really hard, and they that's the number one thing that we want to do. But we've got to play hard and play well and execute, and we didn't do that.
Talk a little bit about the decision to go for the field goal at the end. A guy at home who's been struggling a little bit.
Well, it was fourth down, number one, and he kicked a 65-yarder on Thursday. So from the same hash, he's got the leg strength. I think, the snap was a little high, and I don't think that Tanner did a good job getting it down. Hey, we had plenty of opportunities before then to make the game more in our favor. In my opinion, than that one kick.
Right before the kick, he took two shots down the field inside. Everyone's inside the 15. Any thought at that point to get a little closer first, or
well,
is there something there that you saw the big shot?
Yeah, they were blitzing. And they were playing man coverage, and we got a guy who throws the ball pretty well, and guys who normally catch the ball well. And, do a good job with that. So, on both those shots, I think the linebacker made a nice play on the last one to Darius. I think, we just got to execute because it was there what we wanted.
What did you tell Nate Davis coming after this game? He played pretty well. I mean, he made some good throws.
Well, I don't have to tell him much besides, we got to line up against Buffalo next week in the conference. So he's disappointed. He played his heart out, just like the other 62 guys who came on this trip. So, that's, you don't say good job, necessarily until you see it and you study it and you make some decisions on what you did right and what you did wrong. But, I mean, he gave his best effort that he had on that day.
Well, obviously, that really hurt was the throw to Love, 22 seconds left off his hands, started
on 5 yards. Yeah, well, there was a lot of plays in there. I don't think that specific play. I mean, there was plays defensively and offensively. We give two touchdown passes up on man coverage. Where we've got guys who are pretty good man players, just didn't execute, and that's something we got to go back to work on.
On a 55-yard field goal, obviously, there's so many things that for it to be a success. Do you have confidence that those things would go right, and do you regret?
I really don't. I mean, I thought he was going to make it. I can just tell you that. I felt really good about him. I think his confidence level and all that kind of stuff. I felt really good. So, you know, it's always good. You can, hindsight's 20/20, you know, and we go for it and fourth down and don't make it, then we never gave ourselves a shot. So, make the first down. So, we thought we needed the ball where we needed it as far as the distance. We had the wind behind us, and, you know, he's got a good leg.
I assume Dante is pretty down about not making that catch. Do you make a point to say something to him after the game or in the locker room? You know, a guy like that who's made a lot of big plays for you?
I don't assume he's down about it. I'm sure he doesn't feel as good as he'd like. But, yeah, I mean, he's a great character kid who loves to compete and loves to play.
You mentioned moving on to Buffalo. After a game like this on the national stage where you get so close to getting the win, how difficult is it going to be to not have a hangover?
It better not be difficult. I mean, we go back in the conference, and Buffalo's turned out to be a pretty good football team. So, I mean, we got to, you know, we got to move forward. And we'll look at the film yet tomorrow and talk about it. But as soon as that's done, we better move forward.
Do you do anything differently to make sure that it is easier to move on, or how do you go about making
it? It just depends. You know, I'll think about some things over tonight and, you know, how much we'll do tomorrow, what we want to look at from this game. You know, every week's a little different.
You feel like a game like that can be a boost to your team, or does a loss outweigh some of the good aspects?
I think, you know, you've got to be rational about your thought process. You know, is it a boost? I think some guys played pretty well against some guys who are in the Big 12. I think, you know, as a team, there was some, you know, a lot of yards offensively, a lot of points. You know, on the other end of it, defensively, you know, I don't think we tackled as well in the second half. And, you know, we got pressure early on the quarterback, but later in the game, we didn't get as much pressure. So, I mean, there's, you can go back and forth, Doug, you know, on what you need to do and how you're going to take the game. I can just tell you right now, those guys are hurting that locker room, and they should be. I mean, we all are. We came to win, not just to play and not just to look good.
Having the poise you had on offense throughout the game, how much does that have to do with being here before, last year against Michigan, and this year being able to go to Navy and get the win?
I think it's more the character and the maturity of the kids on the team. I think we're an older team, obviously, and those guys have all played at Iowa City, Auburn, Boston College, Michigan. So, I mean, they've been in those stadiums before.
Having recruited Keller and now seeing him play live.
Yeah. Well, he's a good football player. I mean, he made some good throws for him. Made a real good throw at the end of the game. Well, it wasn't quite the end, but in the third quarter, on the man coverage. And he put it exactly where he had to.
Coach, did you foresee preparing for Nebraska and how their defense reacted last week to USC? Did you foresee this track meet?
I don't think so. I mean, I don't think we, you know, we just, and I said earlier in the week, you know, I've got to worry about what Ball State is. You know, and yeah, we look at everybody else on a daily basis. We got to look at our kids and how they respect each other and how they treat each other, because the character that comes through is what's going to win. And, you know, I like our team. I like how our kids reacted after the football game, because I know how much they care and how much it hurts. And that tells you that they're committed, and it hadn't always been that way.
2 weeks ago, you were unsure whether Hulk or McGarvey was the right place kicker. It appeared as though today Hulk has won that job. Is that true? Is he now your kicker? Is it competition?
Yeah, I mean, I would say this, Doug. I think, you know, it doesn't matter what position you play on this team. You know, you better bring your A game every day to practice and practice hard and compete, or you won't be number one. It's no different than for the kicker.
But he is at this point. He's
he was today.
You mentioned not having moral victories, but you also mentioned the character of the guys. How proud of you are you of your players to come into this stage, this venue, and compete with?
Well, I'm real proud of them. I'm proud of this team. I'm proud of the people associated with the team, from the managers to the trainers to everybody who's involved. You know, and you know, these kids they work and. You know,
when you
let
were,
one get away.
When you were ahead there in the second half, I think it was about 9 points.
Yeah.
What was going through your head at that point? What do you?
They were going to punch back, and we better punch back. It was one of those games.
Coach, yeah. You had a very loyal, typically loyal Husker crowd booing their own. Did you kind of feel a little kick out of that?
No.
Did
you have any I don't think, you know. I don't get a kick of anybody booing any college athlete. So, you know, I was hoping they were booing for us.
All right. Thanks, Coach. Thanks, Coach. Thanks, Ray.
Yep. Yep.